online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
A man's appeared in court charged with murdering a mum and daughter at their home in a village near Tunbridge. Ishmael has the details for KMFM.
People living in Hadlow say they can't believe what's happened.
Just really shocked, really. My wife's really shaken up.
A very sad and shocking event has taken place.
78-year-old Margaret Harris and Sharon, who is 55, were found stabbed to death in Carpenter's Lane on Saturday morning. Margaret's husband, David, who is injured, is said to be in a stable condition in a London hospital. Nigel Keogh lives nearby and told us what it was like.
Basically, there was obviously police everywhere, helicopters. You know, it was just something like you see on the telly, really.
St Mary's Church in the village has been open for people to light a candle or talk to someone. Nick Collins is the chair of the local parish council. He says it will be difficult for people to process.
Any tragic event like this is food for thought, and will give everybody grounds to ask some questions, I'm sure.
28-year-old Jack Ralph, who's a neighbour, has been remanded in custody after appearing at Medway Magistrates via video link. He'll be back at Crown Court on Wednesday.
KMFM News.
The Chancellor's denied claims he's pessimistic about Brexit, saying he's expecting a boost to the economy if we get the right deal. Philip Hammond's been speaking at the Conservative Party conference in Birmingham, saying whatever the agreement, the UK will still be friends with the EU.
Come what may, I predict we are going to go on drinking their wine and lying on their beaches, or if you're the Prime Minister, perhaps walking in their mountains, and they are going to carry on speaking our language, or at least many of us will hope they do.
He's also announced more funding for apprenticeships and help for small businesses. Thousands of patients in North Kent are being told they need to have blood tests done again after what's being described as a serious incident when two labs were merged. Some samples were delayed for so long they expired. Doctors got some results late and others were wrong. 2,500 people in Medway, Dartford and Gravesham are being contacted, although it's not thought any clinical harm's been done. Indonesia's disaster agency says the number of people who've died following an earthquake and tsunami has risen to 844. Around 50,000 have been displaced following the disaster, with rescuers still working to free survivors.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A Gillingham man who held a knife to a woman's throat before stealing her purse has been jailed for 3.5 years. David Howarth attacked and robbed her as she was walking home from the train station in August. The 45-year-old from Manor Street was caught on CCTV using her bank card to buy tobacco nearby. Labour's accusing the government of copying their policy by announcing plans to stop restaurants in Britain taking a slice of workers' tips. The Unite Union, which has campaigned for this for years, says it's delighted either way. These people agree it's only right for staff to get all the cash left by customers.
I think it's disgraceful if the tip doesn't go to the staff. I give cash to the staff, always.
They work very, very hard in these restaurants, so for me, they should get everything that people give them to them.
You're paying for the food, which is what you went to the restaurant for. The actual workers in there should get their own tip.
Campaigners fighting the closure of a stroke service in Margate are planning another protest. Last week, we told you three Kent hospitals have been chosen as the preferred choice for new specialist units. The QEQM isn't one of them. The £40 million shake-up is aiming to save more lives and speed up recovery. A final decision will be made at the end of the year. As Stoptober gets underway, people fined for dropping cigarette ends in part of Kent are being offered a £100 refund if they complete a stop smoking course. The scheme's aiming to help people in Swale kick the habit. It comes as stats show more than 16% of the population in Kent are still regularly lighting up, but the number has dropped dramatically in recent years. Andrew Scott-Clark is the Director of Public Health from KCC. He says they're working hard to help everyone who wants to quit.
We're targeting all the areas that have higher prevalence rates. We know that smoking is correlated with deprivation, so we see greater rates in some of those communities, and that's indeed where our focus is targeted to.
The presenter of the long-running children's programme Rainbow has died at the age of 76. Geoffrey Hayes passed away in hospital with his wife and son at his side.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Ice hockey and Kent's Invicta Dynamo suffered back-to-back defeats in the Southern Cup at the weekend. They were beaten 5-1 at Bracknell Bees on Saturday before losing 5-3 to Basingstoke Bison at the ice rink in Gillingham last night. The Moes are still to win a game this season. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.